Das kann so sehr nicht machen, dass schlagen, wenn wir uns sagen, dass da abdallet. Sagt die Gemara, Shumar, Nachman, Esen, and Rabbi Yonison. There were three people who made requests to Hashem in an improper manner. Two of them were answered in a proper manner, and one was answered in an improper manner. They are as follows. Eliezer Eber Avram, who asked Hashem that the girl who offers water should be the wife of Yitzchak. This girl could have been unfit for Yitzchak. Hashem answered him and sent him Rivka. Shaul, who promised that he'll give his daughter as a wife to whoever kills Goliath. The person could have been unfit or a mamzer, but Hashem answered and sent David. Yiftach HaGiladi, who promised that the first thing he sees leave his house will be brought as a carbon to Hashem. Now, it could have been a non-kosher animal, could have walked out of the house, which can't go on the Mizbech. Hashem answered improperly and made his daughter be the first thing to leave the house. Or Brachia said, Klal Yisrael also made an improper request, and Hashem answered them properly. We see in Sukkim that Klal Yisrael asked that Hashem be good to them like rain. Hashem said, rain is not always wanted. I will be to you like dew, like tal, which is always wanted and always needed. Klal Yisrael also asked, as we see from Apostle, they asked that Hashem be that Hashem place us like a seal on his heart or on his arm. Hashem said, those places are sometimes seen and sometimes covered. I will engrave you on my palm, which is a place that is always seen. The Mishnah said, initially, Zakhar Mari was thought that mentioning and asking for rain referred to the same thing. Based on that, Rava said the Tan of our Mishnah, who said this, must be Rabbi Yeshua. Because he said, meaning that Ain Shalom Hashem, or El Samach Hashem, must be Rabbi Yeshua, who says that we begin saying Mashiach on the eighth day of Sukkot, which is close to the rainy season. Abaye said, the Mishnah may even follow Rabbi Eliezer. Mentioning rain and asking for rain are two different things. Mentioning is Mashiach, asking is Saint Talamata, and then each of them has a different starting time. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer Ha'ivel of Ne'ateva B'chul. Rabbi Yehuda, the fact of Rabbi Yehuda says in a Braisa that one stops to ask for rain after Pesach. How can he say in our Mishnah that one stops to mention rain on the first day of Pesach and Musaf? Rav Chisda said, one stops Mashiach on the first day of Pesach and stops Saint Talamotar not until after Pesach. Ula asks, if one begins mentioning before even he asks, surely he can't continue asking after the time for mentioning has passed. Ula therefore said there must be two Tanoim who argue what Rabbi Yehuda really held. Rabbi Yosef said when he says one stops asking for rain after Pesach, he means after Shachris on the first day of Pesach, and therefore it's all the same Shita. Abai asks, we never ask for rain in the Yom Tov davening. So Rabbi Yosef said the Meturgeman would ask for rain on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Abai asks, the Meturgeman wouldn't ask for something that's not needed. Mar said, you have to answer like Ula said before, that this trait, I'll leave with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi answered that when Rabbi Yehuda says we stop asking for rain after Pesach, he means after the time of Korban Pesach, meaning after Mincha and Erev Pesach. And just like in the beginning, we mention rain before we start asking for it, so too at the end, we mention rain even after we stop asking for it. Abaye asks, he mentions before asking because we hope that will help us, to make us favorable in the eyes of Hashem when he judges us on the rain. However, once we stop to ask, why do we need to continue to mention rain? At that point, we're not looking for a Ritzui anymore. Mar says, you're right, you must answer like Ula said before, Trei Tanoi Ali B'Der Rabbi Yehuda. Zachtim Mar Rabbi and Rabbi Yechon and Pasen like Rabbi Yehuda that one begins to mention rain by Musaf Hashmini Atzer. Rav Zera asked, we find that Rabbi Lozer Pasen like Rabbi Gamaliel that we do not ask for rain until the 7th of Cheshvan. Rav Asi said, Rabbi Yechon argues with Rabbi Lozer. Gavra Karamis, what's the big deal? The second Teret, Rabbi Yechon and Zachtim Mar that Rabbi Yechon was discussing mentioning rain. Rabbi Lozer is discussing asking for rain, so it's two different times. Frek the Gemara Rabbi Yechon said that one mentions rain when he asks for rain, which presumably means that they begin on the same day. Gemara says that's referring to the day that the asking and the mentioning stops. It stops together, it doesn't start together. Frek the Gemara Rabbi Yechon clearly says that they begin together as well. So Gemara in Bava, we begin in Cheshvan because we have fruits out in the field until that time, and rain would ruin the produce, so we don't start until later on in Cheshvan. In Eretz Yisrael, where this concern does not exist, they begin Taka right away on Shmini Atzeres. In fact, more in Eretz Yisrael, there's also the concern that people came to be Yerushalayim on Yom Tov to be Oile Regel, they need time to travel home before the rain comes. If so, we should also not begin on Shmini Atzeres. Mara says Rabbi Yechon was referring to the time after the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, when they would no longer go to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov. Mara says, once we come on to this, we can say that both times refer to the people of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Lozer refers to a time when the Beis HaMikdash still stood, so you have to worry about the Oile Regel. Rabbi Yechon refers to after the Churban, which we no longer never have to wait for be concerned for the Oile Regel. For the acting Gemara, we who have 2 days of Yom Tov in Golus, on which day do we mention the rain? So Rav said we begin mentioning on Musaf of Shmini Atzeres, and then we don't mention anymore by Mincha, Maariv, or Shachris, and we begin again the second, which was Ayas Simchas Torah. Again, you start again Mashiach Mar Degeshen. Shmuel said it doesn't make sense not to mention it at Mincha, which is part of the same day as the Musaf on which you began to mention the rain. Rather, on Shmini Atzeres he starts at Musaf and he continues by Mincha. That's part of Shmini Atzeres, and then he stops for that following Maariv and Shacharis, and then again starts again Musaf the next day, which is again Safik Shmiyat Teres, which we call Simchas Torah as well. Rav and Rav Sheshet say no. Once we begin to mention Masharuch Maregeshem, we don't start again. We find that Rav also retracted his opinion and Taka held like Rava and Rav Sheshet, that once you start, you don't stop. And the Gemara Paskins and Echanami, once we begin to mention Masharuch Maregeshem, we don't stop and then start again. Rather, once we begin at Musaf of Shmiyat Teres, we continue saying it until Pesach.